The feds are warning that cannabis sellers need to stop using packaging that looks like food that is popular with kids.
Yeah, they're putting weed gummies and weed edibles into packaging that looks like Pringles, Doritos, and other candies.
On the line right now is the man, Jerry J-Man Joyner. He has a podcast called Weed and Whiskey, and he is the foremost expert when it comes to marijuana. And he's on the line right now. J-Man, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, this issue with the packaging that you mentioned is becoming more and more detrimental to society. 2.2 million pieces of fake cannabis packaging 2 days ago was seized by California's law enforcement agency. Hmm. 2.2 million pieces.
Do you get a feeling that
that's weed abuse, right there.
Stuff like this is ruining it for everybody, that type of mentality?
It's putting people in danger, guys. Yeah. That's my opinion about this, because if somebody's willing to fake packaging, says Sweet Tarts, says Twinkies, says Doritos, I got a pretty good feeling Frito-Lay has not gotten in to the edible cannabis business yet, okay? So if they're doing that, what are they putting in there? How do you know that the product isn't counterfeit? Big problem. And I think that while we continue to allow marijuana to be illegal on the federal level, these bad actors will continue to put these bad products out. It's terrible. Yeah.
So for instance, Pringles, they use the actual logo, label, all of that. It looks like real Pringles, but it's THC-induced Pringles.
Maybe. It's think about this. Yeah. 80% of Americans are in favor of adult-use marijuana.
Right.
So this is where the big problem falls. People want these products, and bad actors come in. they are fake packaging you can go buy on eBay. You can buy the fake packaging to put your own stuff in it on eBay. Printers, there's always bad actors. And when we let something be illegal, it just allows them to flourish. And I think that's where this problem lies.
Yeah, okay. So how do you tell the difference between something that's real and something that's fake?
Well, these folks in California even faked the legal California THC emblem that's required to be on the packaging.
Wow.
So know where you're buying this from. That's the first thing. You got to remember, guys, 70% of the marijuana market is still on the street level. So somebody that's going to their street dealer because they can buy it for less money than legally because of the taxation and fees and all those things are now saying, oh, yeah, I can get you some gummies. I get you Sweet Tart gummies. I get you Twinkie gummies. It's very prevalent, and something needs to be done. It's not just these edibles. They are making counterfeit contact lenses. Hmm. The feds just seized 500,000 pairs of counterfeit contact lenses. So people that are on a subscription service for contact lenses are now putting something in their eyes and causing them to lose their sight.
The other part of this that is a big worry is a lot of these products are things that kids would consume.
Sure, they certainly are attractive to kids. And, you have a fat boy like OJ, man, I don't mind eating a bag of Cheetos every now and then.
Yeah.
So therein lies, who's leaving these products out for the kids or the children to get into? You know, to me, that's as equally a big problem. You keep your guns, your alcohol, dangerous chemicals, prescription drugs locked up. These things should be locked up also.
Yeah. And I'm assuming the feds are really coming down hard on these companies, these bootleg companies.
They're as fast as they come down on them, more of them pop up.
Yeah,
Until they make it legal, just like we did with alcohol, nobody's really bootlegging alcohol anymore, right?
Right,
I mean, they got
right.
a TV show about a guy, but who goes to somebody's trunk to, hey, give me some Jack Daniels or some Jim Beam?
Although I do know a guy that thinks he's making Jack Daniels, but it's clearly not.
It's Jill Daniels.
All right, very important to make sure if you're partaking in this new world, make sure you know what you're getting yourself into.
That's right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, J-Man.
Have a great day.